Good evening, and welcome to our evening prayer service for Sunday, May 24th. This is the last evening prayer service that we're going to have for the season of Easter until we move on to next Sunday, which is Pentecost. The format might change a little bit, but I will still be here next Sunday night to pray with you. If you have gathered tonight and haven't joined us before, welcome. There are opportunities for you to participate, some responsive pieces in our psalms, as well as some unison prayers that we can offer together. I also invite you, if you're able, to grab a candle to help complete the space that you're in. The Holy Spirit is already moving through it, but let us welcome the light of Christ together as well. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this Easter season, we continue to seek the light of Christ within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost, our hope when we feel despair, and our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. I invite you now to join me in the reading of a selection of verses from Psalm 68. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be exultant before him. Father of orphans and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God gives the desolate a home to live in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain, at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you showered abroad. You restored your heritage when it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. As we let the sounds of the music flow over us and the light of the candle to guide us, let us reflect on the words of this psalm, a reminder that God is our dwelling place, that God comes for us in the midst of our troubles and calls to us on a way. God knows our brokenness. God knows our sins. And so in this time of confession, we open ourselves up to ourselves. We open ourselves up to the one who sees and knows us. Let us offer this prayer of confession together. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it. Hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the tomb, and to follow in your way. Amen. The assurance of God's love is this. We have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us, to the edge of life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. As we were blessed last week, we are blessed this week to have Erin Hayes offering our scripture reading. So let us listen as she offers the word.
This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now I should remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed unto you as of first importance that I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Last of all, as to someone untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through as a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler, every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. In the words of Paul, we are reminded that life is stronger than death. As people of faith, as people born of the miracle of the empty tomb, this shouldn't be a surprise to us, and yet we struggle when we are faced with loss. Let us reflect on the words of Paul, a reminder that in the face of even the greatest loss, there is resurrection, there is opportunity for new life. Let us come before God this night in prayer. Let us open our hearts and lift up to God all that weighs us down. But let us also lift our thanksgivings for the many blessings that we find in this world. Hear, O God, the prayers of your people. There's been so much loss over the last few months, as we have struggled in this time of pandemic. There has been loss of connection between our kindred in Christ. There has been loss of loved ones. This is a loss that we are never fully ready for, but it is all the harder in times like these. We ask that you be with us as we strive to live into the resurrection, the new life that Christ is already walking. Especially this day, we pray for the families who grieve the loss of Dorothy Irving and Roland Krauss. Be with them. Embrace them. Shine your light into a time that can be so filled with darkness. We pray also for all those who have family members who are spending more time in hospital and hospice than at home. This makes time together so much harder. We pray also for those who have been alone throughout this pandemic, living apart from family, distanced from friends. We pray that you send your Spirit into their lives so that they know, so that they feel that they are not truly alone. Hear, O God, our prayers for all those who are struggling with the different kinds of loss that have come in this time. For all that we have lost, we are thankful for all that we have found in you. We are thankful for the opportunities that we have had to gather for worship, even though it has been in a different way. We give thanks that despite our physical distancing, your Spirit continues to move in and through our lives, calling us to be the church. We also give thanks for the simple things, for the loosening of restrictions that allow us to become more connected to one another. And we are thankful for this day, for the light that shines and brings life and warmth. And yes, even for the fact that this day comes to an end. It is a reminder that the night will come, but so too will the dawn. For this and for so many other things, we offer our thanks, O God. Hear our thanksgiving in the silence of this moment. Guide us into the dawn, we pray, as we strive to be your people in the midst of a new creation that is a new day. Help us to continue to live in service to you and for the safety of others. Help us also to be bearers of your gospel to a world that is in need of good news. Help us to be people who share love freely. Most of all, O God, help us to see you in action in the midst of our lives and inspire us to join in the work that you are already doing in this world. Hear now all those prayers that live in our hearts, that long to find voice but cannot find word. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, prayers of concern and thanksgiving that we lift to you, bound together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you got a candle at the beginning of this service, I invite you to blow it out now and join with me in the prayer for guidance. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Now go. Go into the rest of this night, into the beginning of your week, with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to share the good news that you've heard this day. Amen.